From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian opposition activists say an airstrike on a northwestern rebel-held town killed at least 18 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says those killed in the Saturday strike in the center of Aram al-Jaz include 5 children and 2 women. Earlier, the observatory said a Russian warplane struck Khan Sheikh Naun, that is, rebel-held town targeted earlier in the week in an alleged chemical weapons attack by the Syrian regime. The activists said one woman was killed and 3 people wounded after being machine-gunned by jets in an eastern neighborhood. Meanwhile, U.S.-led coalition airstrikes totaled 22 people, including a woman and 6 children, outside the Islamic State's de facto capital, Raqqa. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson travels to Moscow on Wednesday, just days after the U.S. launched missile strikes on Russia's ally, Syria. Tillerson told ABC News the U.S. has not changed its military policy towards Syria after firing missiles on a Syrian airbase in response to a Syrian chemical weapons attack that killed civilians.
I think the president was very clear in his message to the American people that this strike was related solely to the most recent horrific use of chemical weapons against women, children, and as the president said, even small babies. And we're asking and calling on Bashar al-Assad to cease the use of these weapons. Other than that, there is no change to our military posture.
Meantime, Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson announced that he's canceled his plans for a Monday visit to Moscow, citing developments in Syria have changed the situation fundamentally. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.